Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah, corresponding to the date of the 7th of June, and the topic is the blessings of daughters. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, who bestows upon whom He wills both sons and daughters as the best of His favors and gifts. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely One, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is His sent messenger unto the entire universe. Amma ba'd, I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness called taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from amongst our wives and our offspring comfort and coolness to our eyes, and make us as an example for the righteous. Amma ba'd, ayyuhal muslimun, O Muslims. Indeed, having children is from the biggest of blessings from Allah, and these are truly gifts from His noble countenance. For children are the joy of souls, the delight of homes, and the dearest of things to our hearts, being a source of happiness and contentment for the parents. And in this regards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specifically identified daughters as being of great honor and nobility. In fact, He places them before His mentioning the sons, when He states in the Quran, يَهَبُوا لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُوا لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. He gives to whom He wills girls, and He gives to whom He wills boys. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often make specific mention of the great honor of raising up girls. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to girls as being precious joys, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically encouraged us to embody compassion and mercy towards them. And he made mention in various hadith, he said that if a person, anyone who has three daughters, and provides for them, and clothes them, and shows mercy to them, will definitely enter the paradise. And a man from the Sahaba stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, what about if there were two daughters? And the Prophet ﷺ said, even if it be two. And the ulama say that if someone had stood up at that point and said, what about if it was one daughter? Then it would be most likely understood that the Prophet ﷺ would have said, and one, two. And so this is the great reward for raising a daughter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that I will enter paradise with someone who brings up two daughters until they come of age. And then he said, we will be like these two. And when he said these two, he indicated by joining his index finger and his middle finger together. In other words, he was showing that someone who raises up daughters, and specifically two daughters, once again the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this hadith, two or more by implication, that they get in return a companionship of the Prophet ﷺ in paradise. And what a great reward that is, what a great thing that is, and how it should give us happiness when any one of us has daughters in their lives. From the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is why the companionship is with the Prophet, is because it was from his own sunnah to rejoice at the birth of a daughter. And he himself would look after his daughters. And when he would see the daughters of others, for example, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had a daughter called Asiya. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her the nickname or called her Jamila, literally the beautiful one. And he would do this with girls around him, give them beautiful names. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be always interacting with a state of gentleness. We find narrations, for example, the daughter of Salama, her name was Zainab. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Ya Zuwainab, Ya Zuwainab. And this is a cute way of saying her name, an affectionate way, which shows the closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to hold his own granddaughter, Umama. from Zainab, his daughter, may Allah be pleased with her. And when he was praying, he would hold her on his shoulders, grab her, and then when he'd go into ruku, he'd place her down, and he'd go up from, and he'd go into sajda, he'd be down, and when he'd raise himself up from sajda, he'd pick her up again. We see these narrations. We see the narration of how he would play with the girls, and he would encourage that all the sahaba, he said, raise your daughters upon nobility. And one of the poets said, building on this, said, raise your daughters upon nobility, for this is a must. Indeed, there is, for those who are entrusted with them, goodness and trust. This implication being that it is a great amana specifically to have daughters. And this was the way of the Sahaba. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be when his most beloved, we call her the beloved of the beloved. Obviously, this rank is often reserved for Aisha radiallahu anha. But the person who was most meant to be like him was his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. And Fatima radiallahu anha, whenever she'd visit him, narrations say that he would stand up and he would take his rida, his cloak, and place it down, and he would ask her to sit next to him. And then he would speak to her in an intimate way that no one would know what he's speaking about, as if he's sharing his most intimate secrets, and she would speak to him. And once Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned this event, and she came to Fatima radiallahu anha, and she asked her, she said, tell me, what was it that was said to you? Because she started crying, Fatima started crying when the Prophet ﷺ said this. And this is a bigger hadith, because in this hadith, Fatima first starts crying, and then later on the Prophet ﷺ says something, and Fatima starts smiling. And Aisha comments on how both crying and smiling was joined together. And it would come out later that the Prophet ﷺ disclosed to her, because at this point when Aisha asked Fatima radiallahu anha what was said, she said, I cannot disclose this secret. But what was later disclosed was that the Prophet ﷺ chose to share that he is his impending death, that he will be leaving this world. And Fatima started crying. And then he chose to share that she will be amongst those who will join him as soon, the quicker, and so she chose to smile. And this shows the intimate relationship he had with Fatima radiallahu anha, and the beauty that is often we find the descriptions of the hadith that she used to walk the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked. Her character, her mannerisms, even her physical descriptions, she was the most resembling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the way she'd be, in the way she'd talk, in her mannerisms. And so she would emulate him. So just as he would rise, the same hadith say, when he would visit her, she would rise for him, and she would make him sit in the most dearest places to her, and she would speak to him in the most dearest ways. And the way of the Prophet ﷺ was to care for his daughters. So even after they got married, they would consult him on their affairs. Even after they got married, he would visit them at various periodic intervals. And he, even prior to marriage, he would take their advice as to whether what they think of the prospective groom. This is one of their rights, the rights of their being of their entering into the state of adulthood. That they have a say, and the Prophet ﷺ himself would choose the kafa'a, the most worthy of people of them. He would not just give anyone to his daughters. Look at who he chose for Fatima radiallahu anhu. He chose Sayyidina Ali. And one of the things of his beauty is this was the most blessed joining of Fatima with Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu wajhu, Allah bless them both. And in that was such a humble wedding. It was a wedding of very little mahar. And this also is one of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that fathers should take care that they should not stipulate extortionate mahars and follow this kind of ignorance where you think your worth of your daughter is decreed by this mahar. And this, because often this, what does this do? This just makes it difficult for women to get married. It makes it difficult for men to get married. And so we want to make it facilitate marriage, and we want to facilitate that which is halal. We want to allow for people to get married earlier, when they're able to get married, in a time of rampant temptation, when there are all sorts of fawahish and corruptions and things all around. You click on the internet, in your face. At this time, we want people to have halal, intimate, beautiful relationships in marriage. And so we should encourage people to get married and make things easy for people to get married. And from this also is the concern that fathers should have post-marriage. Because marriage isn't just a handover. Marriage is a start of a new life, but fathers should be there as advisors. Fathers should be there who are guides. Fathers should be there whose counsel should be sought by the daughters, and who should be in turn returning that counsel to their daughters. And so this all bequeaths a circle. هل جزاء الإحسان إلى الإحسان is not the doing of good that which bequeaths or brings about that which is good. And a father who truly looks after his daughter, or parents who look after their daughters, will find that these same daughters, when they're old age, these same daughters become the greatest of their blessings for them, who look after them, who make dua for them. They are from the awlad as-saliha, righteous children whose dua, who spends on their parents and looks after on their parents. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to bless us with our children, those of us who have daughters, to bless us with righteous daughters, and to give us the ability to look after our daughters to the best of our ability in their upbringing and their education, giving them the best of education, the best of guidance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us all in the way of piety and obedience, piety towards the trustworthy messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and give us the ability to be dutiful towards those he's commanded us to be duty towards too. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he's the most forgiving and most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.